It's in the recording, silly bub.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
What'd he say, Carol? Yeah. He said it's a recording?
Joe's recording.
Zion's recording.
Yeah, I got called a few times back then. The one major one I called was about Jehovah. Where we talked about Jehovah and what was Jehovah. Ion said Jehovah was you, me, the body. but then we spoke about the actual. It was about the church. Remember the Jehovah's Witness stuff?
Yeah.
And how I got out of that.
You were in it.
All of a sudden one day my mom comes home and says we're Jehovah's Witnesses and we're like fuck. my dad gets mad. He's like, we're not having none of this shit. We're Catholics and we're studying Catholics. He's being Catholics and we're not going to do any more Catholic stuff. So how are we going to be Catholics if we're Jehovah's Witnesses? And then mom says that now that we're Jehovah's Witnesses, we're not going to celebrate Christmas. We're not going to have any more presents. We can't do any more partying. You must obey. You must go to church every Sunday. You have to wear this nice clothing because that's what Jehovah wants. That shit pissed me off.
How long did you have to suffer that? A year or two?
Nah, about 4 years.
Gee, no Christmas in 4 years. What a bummer.
Well, yeah, my mom slapped me once because I said, you became a Jehovah's Witness just so you don't have to give us any more kiss. that was one of those things, you know.
Was this in the 80s, in the religious, you know, fundamentalist stuff that was going on in the 80s under Reagan? Was it in the 80s she did
this? Yes. Yeah. And Michael Jackson, too, remember. He was a proponent of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. Everybody held on to the archetype of the book. It was one last gasp to preserve the book. So all of American culture went, you know, fundamentalist Christian, all by TV. So they're undermining it by being on TV, but they were trying to preserve the book archetype. And, of course, it did not survive the 90s. Once this digital stuff came in.
Ion, was this Jehovah's Witnessing only about books, printing books, and selling literature? Because that's what it seemed like.
Well, it really wasn't even that. It was trying to make a meme.
What about Charles Taz Russell, the creator of Jehovah's Witnesses? I mean, he was obviously one of these, what appears to be these pyramidal masons, whatever. I mean, he is buried under a pyramid, whatever that means. But he is what is known as the creator.
So is Bob, so don't worry about it.
No, that doesn't mean
a website. We have a pyramid on our website. We're following tradition.
No,
Russell.
Hey, my house is like a pyramid. So,
yeah.
Look, it's like, what was that? What it was about? I mean, because we still have Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on our doors. I mean, you know, when they knock on the doors, I ask them the very same thing: what is Jehovah? They can answer, and then they leave.
That's right. That's right. They don't know. That's what the watchtower is supposed to do. They built the tower just like Babel, and they were seeing what they could see, and they still are looking.
Interesting. Now, I once saw an incredible, weird-looking thing on the sky that looked like a plasma beam amoeba type of thing. It looked neon green and everything. And I looked at it, dropped my record. I was about to go DJ somewhere, and it was interesting. Dog Next Door went crazy. Jehovah's Witness next to me came out and said, what are you looking at? And I looked at, and they said, you're not seeing that, because according to them, they're not supposed to see, or this is, these things are not supposed to exist. But yet, it was there. Ion, is there any insight into that you could give me as to what that was? I'm putting an image of
it's puffery. It's just puffery. The same reason we have issue with them is because they avoid the Old Testament.
Mm.
Yeah, but what did he see, Ion?
Nothing.
This is going to end into your joke. Nothing in your reality is being confirmed or validated here. I don't know, Joe.
Well,
Jehovah's Witness was right. You were saying, look at that. They said, there's nothing there. And you said, no, I can see it. What the heck was he seeing, Jay Ion?
So you're telling me that.
Go ahead, Ion.
He's right there. Ask him.
I don't know. It looked like a trip. There are a few more that I could say, but that's incredible. I mean, including the purple, whatever plasma ball that appeared in front of me, that's also an illusion.
Well, it's not an illusion. It just doesn't fly. See, it's your lying eyes get you tangled up again, this surreal interjection of a ramification of an adulation or an undulation. Calm down and embrace what you know, and you can then go to these other places, and you don't have to fly there. You can be there. All right, you've done better stuff than this already. Your questions are valid, but you always pick the most obscure, out-of-the-way nothingness when huge, big, good things are actually really, really, really going on. Okay, do you know your junk drawer?
I do.
Okay, the things, don't you find it odd how things come and go from your junk drawer?
Yeah.
Don't you find it odd that since there is no time that your watch would kind of go away?
Yeah, I've lost many watches. I don't really care for them. I don't even wear a watch. I have no watches, no time anywhere.
Okay. And in your drawer, you have everything stocked that you don't have a place for. It goes in the junk drawer. And yet,
yes,
you go to fetch it, and it's not there.
Yeah, it's not there.
And you go, who's been in my damn drawer?
Yeah, I thought it was my cousin Jimmy who took it.
No. No, it was you.
It was me.
Yeah. So now start leaving yourself notes in your drawer, and you'll be surprised the notes that you leave, because you'll find notes that you left that you didn't leave, and they'll be you, and you'll surprise yourself with insight.
Did I take that watch and trade it for something else in another world?
You didn't trade it. You took it to another world and left it.
They
can call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
So I left it there. Okay, here's something stupid. Did I bring back a soda?
Yeah, of course.
Damn it. And it was still cold when I woke up with ice and everything.
That's right. And see, that's what I'm talking about. But you're talking about this bubble flucker, blue ball, rolling plasma wad, some bullshit, something. Which is just a tracing afterthought of the really good stuff that's actually going on. You're going to have to segregate this out. Otherwise, it just gets into the... Your puff-puff pass doesn't work if you don't inhale.
True. I don't really inhale the whole thing. I just throw it out real fast.
Well, but the point is, it's the part, and that's why you're getting this, what we call ridiculous residue that isn't even surreal enough to apply. Now, others, we move heaven and earth trying to get them into this woo-woo land of fantasy, but you're so far in the woo-woo land of fantasy that you can't even get your fantasies out of your reality. So we're trying to bring you back a little bit. We're trying to push others out on the wire. We're trying to get you back between the lines and spaces. So if you'll simmer down, you can enjoy the delicious things that you are doing, and you won't have to wonder what jizz ball in the sky coming down to tap you on your shoulder is about the boots.
I don't
jizz ball.
Because I could say a few more, but Ion, one more question, please. Ion,
yes.
When I'm in my dream state, I can take the dream over and I can start flying.
You're not dreaming.
I'm terrified. I get it. I'm in the other world.
You're not dreaming. You're really there.
I know. I'm saying this for everyone else to understand. I know.
Fuck everybody else.
Fuck everyone.
Them.
I said that
fuck
earlier. Fuck you guys. Look at this.
That's right. Fuck them. It's not about them. It's about you. You still haven't got it. So how the hell are you going to help them?
Ion, is there something to the internal organs to flying when you're there? How can it feel like I'm using something in my internal organs, my heart, to launch myself?
The same reason it's very difficult to drown a chicken.
For the same what?
The same reason it's very difficult to drown a chicken.
Drown the chicken, shit. All right. Okay, well,
you
it just seems like every time I'm there, it it doesn't let me go forward.
Because you are holding you back because you make
I'm holding you back.
Are these limitations that you said is there a limitation? The only reason there's limitations is because you said there's a limitation.
Is that my mind getting into it, wondering where in the fuck it's going?
You question the questioning. You even get yourself ripped up and you ask, you, no, I can't ask that, no. Let's see, if I were here and I could ask that question, what would I ask? Well, no, oh, no, I can't ask that. Oh, here's a good question. I'll ask it. No, Ian doesn't know that. No, Ian knows everything. Okay. Well, if Ian asked that, what would you, no, oh, no, this is ridiculous. I've only got one. Do I would I ask if I could just ask one question? Okay, well, I'll ask. So what was the blue ball of Jews really about already anyway? Well, you separate yourself out so far out that you can't even get yourself back. And so, therefore, it becomes this whimsical, flittery, ridiculous, proffered, Budapesting crap that you can't get past the middle ground. And yeah. So, and you're doing it, you just won't, you won't let yourself be it. You're doing it, you listen to Nike. Nike told you what to do. Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Did you say? Listen to Mikey?
What? Nike.
Oh, yeah.
Nike,
yeah.
The shoe Nike,
shoe people.
So Ion, the mind, when it questions what's going on, is that a problem? The mind going into its, like, natural question, like, what the fuck's going on? What are you doing? You're supposed to be doing this. You should be, is that the shit?
Your mind doesn't do that.
Calm that down.
Your mind doesn't do that, though. You set this regulation if that's what it's supposed to, but yours you don't do that. You have yet to question any damn thing you've ever done in your whole entire world. You just say that it didn't happen. Well, but come in here asking a question. Well, why do we ask this question about asking questions? Well, is there a question about asking? You don't apply, it doesn't apply to you, so it's certainly not going to apply to us.
True.
You're having a good workout, Joe.
I love it. But, yeah, no, I get it. All I have to say is I get it. That's all I
got. Okay, good. Now let's get something fruitful. All right. Are you interested?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You have a body, correct?
I do.
And it functions to suit you, yes?
It does.
Okay. And you are sated in every way?
I am.
Okay. Do you know renew?
No. Realign and RNA.
Okay. With renew, we would suggest you apply one drop at the base of your scrotum.
Oh, sick.
Okay.
The face of the scrotum.
The base.
The
bottom.
Base.
We'll do that.
Where the blood vessel or the urethra attaches through the penis all the way down, where it comes into the scrotum, put one drop, just one tiny drop, there.
Yes. I'm feeling the spot right now. I know what you're saying.
Yes, good. And it should be, well, y'all surely going to enjoy that one.
Ion.